Hello, hello, KDVS listeners. Welcome back to KDVS Davis at 90.3 FM. Currently, you're listening to Coast, hosted by Spiral Scratch. Unfortunately for us, our co-host, Stargirl, will be coming soon, though unfortunately a bit late. So as of right now, so we're going to wait till Stargirl comes that we'll actually like discuss the topic at hand, but I don't know. I'll just talk about what's been going on in my life so far. As usual, classes suck. I have a midterm tomorrow. But honestly, I still have hope. I still have joy. I think that's what every person needs, hope and joy in life. And honestly, quite frankly, the only joy I have in life right now is my swimming pool. I love swimming pool. It's not okay. Oh, I tell people about my swimming pool, but people think I have a pool, which is not true. It's my apartment's communal pool, which is occasionally occupied, which is a bit irksome. But yeah, I love the swimming pool. I love being in water and I love swimming. It would be very fun to race a bunch of people in swimming. That's my goal for this summer. Nobody in the audience better tells people who know me that I'm out there trying to cook a lot of people in terms of swimming and just be the great, not like Olympic level swimmer, but like being a pretty excellent swimmer. I think also running too. I've been recently inspired to get into running, and I just really, I used to run a lot, and then I don't know, I just miss being a runner and just running all the time. And I don't know, those are two sports I would, two sports I would personally love to get really good at and just focus on that this whole summer. But first, I need to get over the hurdle that is learning to swim. So far, we've made great progress. The kicks have been going great. I've been kicking very well. I can swim with a paddleboard. I can say that, but I just need to start using my arms more, just trying to like push myself against the current. But yeah. That's been it so far in my life. After this, I know I'm going to be studying for my midterm, which is not fun. Hello, DJ Sunday Gravy. What is up?
Howdy.
Howdy. What's been going on in your life so far? Care to tell us?
Just smoked half a pack. Not feeling too hot.
It's fine. It's fine.
How about you?
Well, I was narrating what's been going on in my life so far. It's mostly just been concerned with school and swimming. Honestly, I care more about swimming than school at this point.
I'm trying to get like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How's the, I don't know. Has life got you down as of late? Are you enjoying
summertime sadness?
Yeah, yeah, you feel it, you feel it.
I feel it.
You feel it. I think it's partially because of how hot it is. That's like a key reason for the misery.
It gets you down in the dumps.
Yeah.
It's just going to sleep all day. Get out the heat.
And there's something to seeing such a, I guess, depopulated town.
You know?
Yeah.
Vacant.
Very.
All right. I wish you luck.
Yeah. Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Godspeed. Always and ever. But yeah. Besides that, I've been reading some books too. What have I been reading? I've been reading, If This Is Not My Home, I Am Homeless by Lori Moore. So far, it's pretty good with its, prose. That's what I've been reading so far. Supplementing that with some essays by E.B. White. Another great, honestly, stylistically, an amazing writer. Just because I like how humble, concise, and just like, I don't know, it feels like you're talking to your dad, you know, when you read his writings. And it's just overall great time. But yeah, this summer, as previously mentioned, this summer swelter is getting to me. I don't know, it was really miserable walking to this very station. But I am glad to be in an air-conditioned room talking to the mic. And yeah. So far in our travels, well, to be quite frank, I wouldn't say little progress has been made, but travels have been far and few between. I mean, yeah, I've been doing my best to like go around places, seeing new areas, but I don't know, it's been hard with school. But yeah, I think one thing I'm like ready to like, what was it? I think the topic for today's show is regarding the changes made in hometowns and just seeing like your hometown change? Because I've been staying in Davis for a lot. I try going back home as much as possible, but I think for now I'm like content to stay in Davis. And I think going back home and seeing how much like my neighborhood has changed, I don't know how to describe how like it feels, because like, I don't know, it's like, I guess it's nice seeing like all this new development of like buildings and stuff, but you feel that deep down that the soul of the neighborhood you once lived in is like dying. And that's definitely what I felt like growing up in my hometown. Because so if you don't know, I'm from the South Bay area of the Bay Area. I'm from Daly City, which is the city directly south of San Francisco. And fun fact, there is a city called South City, which is, as you guess, south of San Francisco, but it's not even the city directly south of San Francisco. That is Daly City, whose nickname is the gateway to the peninsula. But anyways, yeah, I think the big thing that led me to talk about this is this Mercedes dealership that was built like where I live. And it's just, so before the Mercedes dealership, there was this this little strip mall that me and my friends used to go to, and it was just like a popular hangout place for people to like get boba, get like a quick meal or whatever. And it was really sad when we heard like the announcement that it was going to be demolished and destroyed in favor of like something different, something new. And it was just sad seeing like a part of our childhoods being basically destroyed. And I remember seeing like what eventually came about it, and it was the aforementioned Mercedes dealership. And I remember thinking to myself how much of an eyesore that was in where I live. Because like, okay, so the setup of where I live is that the area where I live is a series of hills that just build upon each other, right? And I live at the very like top of that hill, like the very tippy top. It's the last hill, it's the highest hill in fact, and I live right on top of it, right? And how I would like usually like go to places is that I would just go down the hill and just like see everything around, just see where I'm going, and just, yeah, it's honestly a really breathtaking view. I can see the SFO. I would oftentimes like watch planes just fly overhead, and as a kid, and that was pretty fun. But yeah, whenever I would go to like say Safeway or go to this little like, not mall, but like this little plaza center with all these different shops, whenever I would go down that hill, or when I'm like going to school or going down south to like other areas like San Jose and whatnot, I would always see that Mercedes dealership, and it would just remind me of like what we lost. And I remember just thinking about how like when I grow up, like when I'm like, I don't know, like 30 or whatever, just how permanently altered Daly City will be, like compared to like when I grew up and when my parents like came to the US. Because Daly City has like a huge immigrant like population, and I think it's mostly consisting of immigrants, specifically from the Philippines. But then, so my parents immigrated here in like the early 90s. They came to like Daly City because they couldn't really afford San Francisco, plus work was in like the Daly City San Mateo area. And yeah, and it was just like your typical suburban town. Because I remember reading about how Daly City was one of the first planned neighborhoods. Let me actually search this up. We will wait as I'm searching up, Wikipedia. But yeah, so Daly City was one of the first planned neighborhoods in about like around the 1940s, basically. 1940s, 50s, around that. But it was just like an average neighborhood that a lot of like immigrants would come to. My parents like had to live in the basement of other people's homes just because they were saving up money to buy their own homes. And then they eventually bought a home in like 2008. And I just remember searching up house prices in Daly City and just being blown away because, okay, to be fair, my parents did buy the house during the stock market crash, which was pretty advantageous for them. But now, like, seeing, okay, the price that my parents bought the home in Daly City in is like way of a fraction of how much it's valued at now. It's like valued in like over a million, which is like crazy considering, like, I'm not out here trying to diss my like neighborhood or stuff, but it's like a pretty average neighborhood. It's nothing like special. It's nothing like that fancy. And I just remember thinking, like, when I saw the house prices, thinking how, what was it? People like my parents who come to the US will not be able to like afford to like live there and like buy a home there any longer, which is pretty sad. And how most likely I won't even like be able to afford a home in that area. If I'm lucky, I could maybe, but sorry, I have no plans of staying in the Bay Area. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's a curious thing seeing like the world around you change, especially compared to how you were as a kid. It's almost like seeing, in a sense, the neighborhood grow up with you as you like grow older and older. And then there's that feeling that once you like leave off for college, like most people like go to college like someplace far, like here in Davis, right? There isn't much Davis natives around here, but yeah. And then you would occasionally return like every like, I don't know, three, like a few times a year, and just seeing how gradually over time it just like shifts and evolves. And another point is that Daly City has a lot of it is growing more and more concentrated around this one neighborhood, like the Serramonte area. If you don't know, Serramonte is like this giant mall in Daly City. It's a pretty popular mall. A lot of people from like the South Bay just go there, and it's honestly a pretty nice mall. Fun fact, it's built on top of the San Andreas Fault, so that's why if you go to it or look at pictures of it, there's only one floor of it, because that's the because if there were two floors, it would get like knocked down if an earthquake hits, because of the fact that it's built on top of a fault line. But yeah, and I just remember like seeing like it expand massively, and then seeing all the buildings just like pop up and growing adjacent to it. And it was like pretty insane how it goes from this little stop that like, oh, welcome,
oh my god, hello, I can only be here for, was that you or is
no
that
was
else?
Not me.
Okay, I don't know if y'all heard that, but we just heard a guitar noise in the background.
Yeah.
And maybe perhaps my phone ringer.
So, Stargirl, can you tell us about how Davis has changed since your youth?
Student population has grown immensely.
Mm.
Actually, that's like a huge, insane thing I think about. I mean, like, people are like, oh, well, like, maybe you just didn't notice the students. And it's like, no, I did.
Yeah.
I did. The student population has, like, grown immensely over the past exponentially in a way,
yeah,
since I got here in like 2010.
Yeah.
Another thing is everything has just gotten like revamped. A lot more housing nowadays.
Yeah.
A lot more like apartments, obviously, because of more students. You know, it kind of makes sense, you know. They destroyed. Were you here when they had the World Market?
No.
When
was that whole World Market?
The World Market was, okay, do you know how like Trader Joe's is being like reconstructed right now, and there's that huge construction area?
Yeah, yeah.
That used to be like a quote-unquote mall. So there was a Forever 20.
I was there when that mall was there, and then like I think it
did
was
you ever
last
go there?
Year. Like once in a while.
Did you go to Forever 21? I think Forever 21 was already shut down.
Yeah, it was already shut down.
There was a Forever 21 there. We used to have like a ton of... Wait, I haven't been there in a minute, but I hope they didn't take down Fluffy Donuts. I'd actually be so sad. That was the most goated donut
just
place.
Revamping the entire place.
No.
I'm pretty sure they tore down like all the stores.
No. I love Fluffy Donuts. OG, go. Hopefully they moved, but there's a lot of like cute little places there. I like that place. That place got totally destroyed now. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of construction, I want to say.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh, Poudre Creek has gotten so much worse.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's so bad now, yeah.
Is it, like, really polluted?
It got super polluted, especially because of the, sorry, college students, y'all are the main reason. Like, people go out there and they go, like, drink, obviously, right?
Yeah.
They leave all their trash there. Yeah. And, like, I think, like, someone used to offer, like, extra credit if you picked up trash.
That's fire.
One of my high school teachers.
I remember, what was it? The same thing happening in Lake Shasta, too.
Really?
Like, especially after, like, college students, like, party in their houseboats. They, like...
Oh, so that was Lake Tahoe.
They do it in Lake Shasta, too.
They do it in all of them, yeah, unfortunately. But, no, Poudre Creek, like, significantly has gotten, like, grosser over the years. Mm-hmm. And the water level has gone down. Yeah. And, like... just more polluted. I feel like, mm-hmm, I did find a $20 bill in there one time, though.
That's,
that was
awesome,
a clutch. That was nice.
What was it? I mean, what parts of Davis do you miss from your childhood besides, like, Poudre Creek and
Fluffy Donuts?
And Fluffy Donuts.
I miss Fluffy Donuts. I mean, a lot of the places are still here. Oh, we used to have a Barnes and Nobles. Yeah. And they shut it down. And then we used to have a Whole Foods. They shut that down as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, the little Makuni, you know, the area with Makuni? Makuni's like the one sole standing place that hasn't been like taken down in that area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because like a lot of places in Davis, like they can't afford the rent. So that's why you see so many places come like in and out. Like you get like new places and they're like popping for a bit and then like they don't get customers anymore.
Yeah.
And then they can't afford the rent anymore because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And then they leave again and they take them down. But yeah, that's like... I miss the Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. I know that's like basically like gentrification when you add a Whole Foods anywhere, but like I love Whole Foods. I'm not going to hold you. What can I say?
I mean, at least we have Nugget Market.
Huh?
At least we have Nugget Market.
I love Nugget too.
Yeah.
They did, in fact, did not want me for their cashier, courtesy clerk. Yeah, I was a little sad. I was a little upset about that. But here we are today, still living.
Do you think, I don't know, how do you envision Davis, like, I don't know, let's say 10 years down the line? How much?
I think it's going to become more commercial.
More commercial?
Because, like, I was here when Cane's opened, bro.
Wait, when did Cane's open?
Cane's opened in when I was still in high school. So I want to say, like, it was my senior year. I was actually talking to my friend Balin recently about this. He was telling me how, like, it was so rough because he just got hired there and it was like kind of like we were like exiting COVID at that time, and then all of a sudden this Cane's happened. Bro, I swear there was a line out the door for like weeks. It was really bad on opening day. It's really bad. No, opening weeks. That place used to be popping every single day. Like, it's not the same anymore. Like, but people used to drive out so far just for Cane's.
Because there's no Raising Cane's in the Bay Area.
No.
Well, they're going to open one soon in, like, the Colma region.
I feel so bad for those workers.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so bad for them.
It's like, what was it? When Dutch Bros... The first Dutch Bros actually recently opened in SoCal. And apparently, the line just stretched for hours on end.
See, you would never catch me. That is not worth it, bro.
No.
After having so much Dutch Brothers. Oh, I miss when Dutch Bros used to be 24/7. None of the locations are 24/7 anymore. There's a huge strike. So, yeah.
Sad.
But I actually had to go. I have work at 5.
Do you have any parting words for us?
I wish I could have been here longer, but I've been having eye issues. I had to deal with my sty before I got here.
Oh, you know, what was it? No, I'll keep that a surprise.
Okay, I will.
It just involves my eyes.
Okay. Well, it was nice seeing you, Henry. Nice talking to the people of Coast to Coast. Hopefully I'm here. I'll be here next week, I think.
Awesome.
I might not be, though. Okay. I think I will be, though.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Hopefully. Wait, guys.
We're going to nap up.
Guys, okay. I've been practicing this. Okay,
oh, let's
okay.
see. I'm going to rate it.
Okay. Wait.
There's a level of pressure right now. Oh, we're standing up.
Okay. How would you rate it? How would you rate it?
A solid 6 or 7.
Yeah!
Okay, well, I guess that's improvement on Henry's part.
Okay, all right, Henry, okay. What's the point of improvement of that dab?
You're just a lot more relaxed. Henry
more
used
relaxed?
To be really...
Okay. People, you know, DJ Drainfield told me this too. It seems like I go pretty aggressive
I was here.
With the stiff.
I was actually here.
Oh, you were there? Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I gotta go. I got work.
Okay.
Love you, though, I'll Henry. You. Love you, people. Coast to coast. I'll talk to y'all later. I'm out.
I'll see you. And there goes Stargirl. Okay, for the last few minutes, I'm just going to play some cool tunes. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Boris. Boris, awesome. Just great shredding metal. I love it a lot. You guys should, too. Thank you for listening. And hope you guys have fun listening to the next show up ahead. What you just listened to was Blackout by Boris, and up next is Pink by Boris off of the same album, Pink. Thank you.
The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Francisco Dominguez. Very happy to be here today on this summer day. We have as Ed Sullivan used to say, we have a really, really big show. We have poet Alejandro Murguia. He's going to be calling in a couple of minutes from San Francisco. And Alejandro is the sixth poet laureate of San Francisco. And he's going to be calling in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about some things. He's going to read some poetry live. So kick back, get some snacks. It's going to be a really great interview. And I'm going to play a little bit of music. I'm going to start off with a song from the Santana Lotus album, 1974, recorded live in Japan. And this is called Se Acabó. Carlos Santana live from Tokyo, Japan, 1974. And you are listening to KDVS 90.3 FM here in Davis, California. Radio Informar, I'm glad you're tuning in. We'll be right back with the interview. And right now we have the great Carlos Santana and his great band. Thank you for tuning in.